Welcome to the All Together Better podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nika, and on this podcast, we discuss all things property services here at Liberty. On today's episode, I'm joined by Group Managing Director at Liberty, Ray Jones, Managing Director at Liberty, Karen Sloan, Purchase Ledger Clerk at Liberty, Don Riley, Finance Assistant at Liberty, Nikki Isaac. But that's not all. We also have a special guest with us today, Ron Hinchmo. Ron is Nikki's father and he owned Booth Mechanical Services, the business that became Liberty between 1989 and 2009. He is now retired, but he has come back to visit Liberty today to help us celebrate the 50th anniversary. There is also another reason that Ron is here today, and that's because he worked alongside Ray's grandfather, who was part of the team who set up Booth Mechanical Services in 1969. Ray only found out a few months ago that his grandfather, also called Ray Jones, worked for Booth Mechanical Services, and it was such a surprise to everyone to have this connection going back through Liberty's history. Ron is also helping to bring that history back to life with us today as we discuss the history of Liberty and the property service sector. Ron, when did you first start working in the property service sector and what was the industry like at the time?
We only ever worked in the service industry. When we first started, we were a subsidiary to Una Construction, who were a main contractor. I started in 1961. I joined Una Construction as a plumber, having served my apprenticeship elsewhere and achieved City and Guilds on a day release basis. I soon became a foreman and then supervised in Unit Services Department. In 1969, Mr. Raymond Jones, a director with Una Construction, developed the idea of forming a separate plumbing, heating, electrical section. I could tender for work for other companies apart from Unit, and so Booth Mechanical Services was born. The name came from the original owners of Unit Booth, It was the old Alfred Booth shipping line. It quickly grew into a well-known name in the plumbing industry. I became an estimator with BMS, then assistant plumbing manager, onto plumbing manager, and eventually general manager. I retained this position until 1986, when I bought the company. I then sold it in 2009 as I retired at the age of 71.
And how about yourself, Ray?
I only joined Liberty a year ago, but I've been in contracting since left university in 2002, and across loads of different sort of parts of contracting, so whether that be property services, highways, utilities, healthcare, but always work for main contractors. And they do business in a certain way, and some of it's great and other things aren't so great, to be honest. But I had the opportunity to join Liberty a year ago, and the thing that appealed to me to coming here was that linked to the different ownership structure that we've now got, and the way in which that structure enables the benefits of what we do as a contracting business, being efficient, providing the great service to clients and tenants. But the benefits of that actually going into a social equity business, which then supports social enterprise thereafter. So that was a different model to what I'd seen before. And you could see how you get the sort of efficiency, entrepreneurship, and driving a business and doing the right thing for customers. But then the benefits of that going into a social purpose, which is a different way of doing business compared to what I've seen before. And what was interesting listening to yourself there, Ron, was how you stepped through all the different sort of chains, and pretty much sound like you did pretty much every job within a business at some point. And that to me is actually part of where I want this business to get back to, and sort of grow our own talent, to grow with the business, and as we enter our next stage of growth. So listen to it and listen to some of the history. It's sort of music to my ears, and actually feels like some of us are going kind of back to our roots a bit with regards to the way in which we want to do business moving forward.
And how about you, Karen?
When I started in the property services industry, I worked for another contractor in the Northwest, and started up from the office side. So I started up doing the scheduling and the planning and contract management side from an administration perspective. And there wasn't any female management in that at that time, but there certainly wasn't any non-technical management either. So the pipeline and the channel for progression seemed to be the best engineers or operatives went on to be supervisors, that went on to be managers. And I was just fortunate because of some movements in the business where I got the opportunity to run some local contracts and got into working with the engineers. And I got to start to go to see clients and then deal with that operational management side, and was really, really keen to prove that I was always wanting more diversity in there, always wanting more females, because I just think that gives a better blend of management styles, of different challenges, different perspectives. But also, really importantly, that the softer skills were coming through as well, and that there was a whole huge part of contract management that wasn't about the technical job you were doing on site. And I thought it was really important that was blended into the management teams. So I started, as I say, on the desk doing planning at a company called PH Jones, which worked alongside Liberty and Booth Mechanical Services and all of the iterations in between. And then I moved across to British Gas for a few years before I joined Liberty. And so I held a scheduling job, then into an administration manager's role, into an assistant branch manager's role, then moved into my first gas manager's role, and I was really, really proud of the fact that I was the first female gas manager, if you like, at PH Jones, and that was about 15 years ago. And then I went on to a regional management role, left PH Jones 7 years ago to go to British Gas to head up their commercial division, which again started back at the start. Absolutely no female managers. Everybody had the same background, the same channels, the same, which was great, and that's fantastic for the expertise in the role, but didn't bring a lot of that diversity in terms of how we do things.
And Dawn, how long have you been working with Liberty?
I've been with the company a hell of a long time. My roots go right back to my father started here for the Alfred Booth Group back in 1946. It was based at Mab Lane. So he joined Booth Mechanical in 1972, I think it was, 1972. And hence, you know, all other family members have joined again. Like my uncle's been here, my sister's worked here, my nephew, my own daughter's worked here. So I love the company, basically, don't I, really? So as I say, I've been here since like 1976, 77. I started as an office junior. And we were based up in Speke Boulevard there, and then we moved to Hale Road in Ditton and Widnes. I was made redundant in 1979, and then I had various jobs in between. 1984-85, I came back to Booth Mechanical, and we were based in Deansgate in Manchester. So I was there for a few years and then left then to have my daughter. And then I stayed at home for 11 years. So anyway, I came back here in October 1998. I was going for another job, and Ron and Jim Warburton at the time, I was a good worker, and they said, we want you back. So I never took that job. I came back here, and hence I'm still here to this day.
Nikki, as we know, you worked alongside your father, Ron. So when did you first start working here?
When I first started working here, which was back in 1990, I actually worked alongside Dawn's dad, because he was the accountant at that time, and that was the department that was what I did. Before that, I actually came from a builder's merchant, so I was still within the same industry, but then I came here, and I've literally done the same thing since. I still do the same sort of things I do now as I did then, except then it was all manual in books. Now it's all on computer and a lot quicker. But there's been lots of changes, but I've always worked in this building.
So from when you all joined the business, what was it that appealed to you about Liberty?
I think for me, working in the industry and locally in the Northwest for the last 20 years, I think the Liberty's always been known for being really, really strong with compliance and the technical aspect of the role. And I think a lot of the clients have always seen Liberty as a safe pair of hands in that respect. That was one of the things I wanted to join the business for.
The nice thing we had was a good apprenticeship scheme. I fully believed in apprentices. You know, I fully believed that we needed training. And, you know, that was one of my flipping hard times. You know, I tried to make people say, you know, finish your time. Get your qualifications, you go anywhere. Yeah. I get a piece of paper to say that I've got City and go. I said, I can go and work in flipping anywhere, yeah. You know. And I that was my sort of speech to all the lads, you know. And we did, we got some damn good, and we kept people in-house. Yeah. You know, you could trust people. You know, like the likes of Dawn's dad, you know, Billy. He's a big, great fella, you know. We had some great guys, really did.
What really drives me forward, linked into where we're sort of heading, is there's so many organisations out there and contractors out there who do a good job. You know what I mean? So I don't want to downplay competitors, and the main part, they do a good job, but then they don't look at, sometimes it's very short-termism. It's not looking about the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and that links back into the some of the things around apprenticeships and making sure that we continue to invest in the business and making sure we move forward in the right way and have long term sustainable partnerships with our clients because they trust us because we do what we say we're going to do. We offer them the services that they're after, and actually it's hard work day to day, isn't it? You know, just getting on with it. It's making sure that as part of that we make it a bit easier for them, and they know they can turn to us if they've got any support that they require. So it's been that trusted partner, really.
To stay up to date with the latest at Liberty, visit www.liberty-group.co.uk or follow us on Twitter. Just search Go to Liberty or search Liberty on LinkedIn.